Always a treat to talk with the general manager. It's our weekly conversation with Rick Smith. Nice win in Jacksonville. Let's start with the running backs. A lot of attention goes to how well they ran the ball, and they did. But they did an awesome job catching as well out of the backfield, right?
They did. And in our system, our running backs have to be versatile. I mean, we talk a lot about what we look for in our running backs, whether it's the ability to have vision in one cut and downhill and all those attributes that we look for. But we also look for versatility and guys with good ball skills and the ability to catch the ball, but not only catch the ball, but to be good in space. And so we saw some of that this past weekend and just overall very productive. And obviously it was a point of emphasis for us coming out of the Dolphins game. And so I was happy to see our guys perform better.
Yeah, and clearly when you analyze them when they were younger, speaking specifically about Foster and Tate, you saw something there that you liked. But how much have they improved upon that?
Well, I mean, both of them have improved because they both work. We talk a lot about the work ethic of this football team, and both those guys fit into that category. And so, they both have a lot of natural ability. But they continue to work and hone their craft and also understanding what we're asking them to do, understanding how they fit in the scheme and what the play design is all about. And that gives them a chance to go out and be successful.
You just mentioned work ethic on a year-round basis, whether it's in season or out. The strength and conditioning staff here does an excellent job with these guys, to the point that head coach Gary Kubiak gave Cedric Smith a game ball on Sunday. What's it mean to you, though, as a general manager?
Well, it's significant. I mean, part of my history is I was a strength coach at one time, and so I understand how important that is. Gary understands how important it is. And Cedric and Matt Schatz, they do an excellent job preparing our football team during the offseason and during training camp and in season. You know, that's the one thing that can't go unnoticed is that once we get into the season, our guys are still on a very strict regimen. Mm-hmm. With Cedric and they're lifting two or three times a week to make sure that they maintain their strength levels and their strength gains that they've made during the off season. And so that gives us a chance to be not only strong in the fourth quarter early in the year, but later in the year as well.
Do you remember many games where you've been on a side that the time of possession has been 43 minutes?
I've never been in a game like that. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, it really was. And when you think about the way that we control the football, the way that the defense, I think they were 0-for-9 on third down, the way that they continued to get off field and then in turn our offense continued to make plays, it was something that was a unique experience. I enjoyed it, and I wouldn't mind having more.
Yeah, and you do it with a very young right side of the offensive line. In particular, a bit of a surprise probably to fans was seeing Ben Jones line up at right guard. You obviously saw a lot from him when you selected him in the draft. Did you think he'd not start, but did you think he'd play this much this early?
Well, you know, you don't play as many games in that conference in the SEC. Yeah. We've said this before about him without being an excellent football player, and he is. And the thing that gives him the edge right now over, say, a Brandon Brooks is his versatility. And so on game day, when we dress seven offensive linemen, we've got to be able to have a guy that can swing inside and play both center and guard. That's why Ben is playing now, and we wanted to get some rotation in the group last week, and I thought he did a great job of we saw a little bit in the preseason. You know, he managed the offensive line very effectively in the preseason, so we knew he could handle it. But to see him go out and execute, and I think he was on the field when we had the long 17-play drive, and to have some type of opportunities for him to get those types of experiences are going to be good for him in the future.
And it's pretty fun to hear him in the locker room afterwards say, that's the first time I played guard since high school in a game. So that's really always interesting. What's this time of year like for you? I think a lot of folks may look at a GM's job and think, well, he's just busy in the off season because he's getting ready for the draft, and then he's working in training camp as far as picking up players. Obviously, that's not the case. So what sort of stuff are you doing on a day-to-day basis?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, it's pretty indicative of the job. And so it's maintaining all of the operational type of things that are going on, whether you're talking about the buses as we travel or the hotels and making sure all those things are good. Last week, for example, when we played in Jacksonville, I actually left on Friday and flew over to Tallahassee and worked the Florida State Wake Forest game on Saturday, and then I drove over to the hotel to Jacksonville to meet the team on Saturday evening. And so I'm doing some college scouting. I'm watching some college film. I'm watching our film. I'm evaluating our opponents. I'm looking at free agents to be. So it's a bit of a a hodgepodge of things that I do now, because this is a time where there's not one thing specifically that I'm focused and channeled on. I can look at everything, and I do spend time on everything at this point.
Draft preparation never stops, does it?
It doesn't. You know, I mean, our guys go out. You know, we actually, obviously, we have the draft at the end of April, and we actually start on the next class in May. And our scouts, obviously, are out on the road now. And so I was with Mike McCagnan, actually, in Tallahassee at the Florida State game. And then a couple of our scouts, Ed Lambert and Mike Martin, were actually at the game in Jacksonville. So I had a chance to spend some time with them and talk to them. We'll do conference calls with our scouts once a month just to start to kind of get the process going so I can get a big picture view of what the draft class looks like. And then we'll set our draft board in a few months in December.
Clearly you're busy. What's a trip back to Denver going to be like for you, though?
You know, it's going to be exciting. You know, obviously we've been back there before, but this particular trip is actually a little bit special. Rod Smith, who, you know, I coached, and, you know, didn't coach wide receivers. I coached defensive backs. But when I first got to Denver, Rod was a young player trying to make it, and so he was a big-time special teams contributor. And I coached a lot of the positions that he did for us on special teams, and obviously have gotten to know him and become very good friends over the years. And they are actually going to induct him into their Ring of Fame at halftime of the game. And so there's some festivities that we're actually going to go back a day or so early and you know, attend and represent, you know, this group of folks,
right,
that you know, maybe not, you know, have the opportunity to go back. And so it'll be fun. We're going back with the express purpose to win a football game, we start that preparation in earnest tomorrow, you know, when the guys come in the morning. And so you know, our guys had a good week of work last week. We keep talking about this, though. They understand the correlation between work,
yep,
and performance. They had a great week of work last week, and I expect that they'll come in tomorrow excited about you know, getting ready for a huge challenge to go up you know, in Mile High and play and start the season at 3-0.
Always good to talk with you, Rick. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.